welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. ECL's son to appeal 24 million property for future. Safada edges caution on maize export amid warnings. U.S. lawmakers accuse Justice Department of inappropriately redacting Epstein files.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
Apologies for starting the news late. This was due to circumstances beyond our control. With the details, my name is Mogema Timothy Chilalam. Lawyer Charles Changano, representing Dalisa Lungu, son of late former President Edgar Lungu, says they will appeal the court decision that ordered the forfeiture of properties worth 24 million kwacha, citing concerns on over how evidence was handled. In an interview, Mr. Changano argued that the court failed to properly balance the evidence, particularly regarding properties he says were financed by late former President Lungu. He criticized police investigation for failing to record a statement from the former President Edgar Lungu to support the claim that the properties were a legitimate gift. Mr. Changano also questioned the court's conclusion that the assets were reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime, arguing that a source of funding had been identified.
The rationale to reach that conclusion, we are not satisfied because, first of all, we find that the court didn't balance the evidence for the interested party, who said it's a business premise financed by my father and the other properties he bought on loan. So there is no way the court can say that the property is tainted and is reasonably suspected. Then, because there is a source. The source is his father, the late ECL. But the police didn't investigate him, didn't record a statement to support that. So how can you say the state had proved the case on a balance of probability when they didn't investigate the source of the money?
Mukushi North Member of Parliament Davis Chisopa has cautioned that the Patriotic Front acting president Kevin Luwinda risks being cited for contempt of court if he continues engaging in party activities following a ruling by the Kabwe High Court. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Chisopa, who is also the campaign manager for the Brian Mondovile under the Tonse Alliance, says Mr. Luwinda's continued political activities constitute a direct violation of the court order. Mr. Chisopa has warned that the Tonse Alliance would be left with no option but to apply for contempt proceedings against the Luwinda-led PF faction should what he termed as malicious actions against their grouping persist. He further says the ongoing divisions within the PF are a clear indication that the party may not be viable ahead of the August 2026 general election, adding that ordinary PF members should consider joining the Tonse Alliance. And Mr. Chisopa has announced a committee of leaders from Western Province who have been appointed to the Brand Mondovile movement. Meanwhile, Mr. Luwinda and members of his faction had not commented on the matter by press time.
To be civil in the manner that they are conducting the job. We are in Tonse now, we are the president, and the president is BMA. Nothing is going to change. What I've done is the president of Tonse. And it is the president who is going to contest in 2026 in August. Who knows about it first? So if those are still struggling for us, they are found the candidate. With the Honorable Minister, with his team, they are still struggling to find the candidate as we are a candidate. The presidential candidate.
The Small Scale Farmers Development Agency SAFADA has urged the government to exercise caution before exporting maize following warnings of expected floods in parts of the country. The Zambia Meteorological Department has forecast widespread heavy rainfall between 10 and 20 February, with a tropical storm also expected, raising the risk of flash floods nationwide. In light of the forecast, SAFADA Executive Director Boyd Morwin says the government must carefully manage the national food reserve to safeguard food security. Mr. Morwin has emphasized that decisions on maize exports and donations to neighboring countries affected by floods should be handled prudently, considering the potential impact of the anticipated floods on local food production and supply.
But other countries like Malawi, South Africa, yes, they are facing quite heavy rains, which floods the area, and people are being affected and property. Yeah, that may extend to Zambia as well, because we are just closer to these countries which are being affected. So the best that the government can do is to preserve what we have at hand. And what I'm talking about is whatever the stock we have under food reserve agents must be kept, and we should not export, because we don't know what exactly is going to happen 3 months from now.
The Zambia Police Service's proposed recruitment plan, led by Inspector General Graphael Musamba, has drawn caution from governance expert Sam Zulu, who warns of potential political undertones linked to the upcoming general election. While acknowledging the need to increase the police to population ratio, Mr. Zulu has emphasized that the timing of the initiative raises sensitive optics in an election year. He has called for full transparency and oversight in the recruitment process to ensure it is seen as a genuine effort to build police capacity rather than a politically motivated strategy. Last week, Inspector General Graphael Musamba proposed the recruitment of 4,000 new police officers within the year, highlighting the government's commitment to strengthening law enforcement capabilities.
From a purely professional policing standpoint, the Inspector General's argument isn't far-fetched. Elections stretch police capacity. Crowd control, patrols, escorts, intelligence, rapid response all spike at once. Zambia already has a low police-to-population ratio, especially in urban and peri-urban areas. Recruiting now allows time for training, vetting, and deployment before the peak election period, rather than rushing last minute.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association has called on the government to consider the complete removal of excise duty on components used in the production of edible oil, saying the move would boost local manufacturing. Sidora Executive Director of Bridge Bumba says high import duties on production machinery